Trekcast.
The galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
And there we are. The yes. Galaxy's most cut off, quick clip intro. I love
it. We got to fix that.
One of these days we will. Hey, this episode of Trekcast is brought to you by LaCroix. All I'm missing is avocado toast. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing?
How's your man bun growing?
It's getting there, but unfortunately, it's all in the front.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Long in the front, short in the back. Right, it's the opposite of a mullet. Yes.
How's everyone doing?
Good, right. Good. And for those of you who don't know, if you're looking at the YouTube chat, my alter ego name is Taylor. So, as Hot Guy put over there on the in the chat.
Taylor
Rick. Okay.
Alter
ego name.
T-Bear says Chad is going for the pike look.
I am going for the pike look. I'm growing it long so that I can dress and act and be like Pike. And when I get to STLV, if he's there on a panel, I'm going to walk up and say, Mr. Anson Mount, how is it for you? How do you feel about meeting Pike in person for the first time? That's what I'm going to say.
Perhaps.
Step space.
Oh my God, the chat's gonna be crazy now with him here. I'm just warning you.
Who is that?
Buddy of mine from out in Cali.
Okay. Yeah. Is he hot? I mean, his name
is
Hot
Guy. He's got a beard. He's got a hell of a beard. Okay. Yes.
All right. All right. Cool.
All right. Well, there you go.
He's a beard bro.
So you heard it here. Chad thinks he's hot.
Talking about dudes on the internet. Welcome to Dude Trek.
Welcome to Dude Trek. Yeah, we never get it right.
We never get it right.
Oh, Lord.
That's how it begins.
Oh, boy. Well,
so no lens flare today. It's kind of overcast out. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would explain it.
Yep.
We see the car seat. That's new.
No. That's always been there.
Okay. Yeah.
What would a car seat be in the Trek universe? Do they have them? They don't have them because they have inertial dampeners, right?
They don't have seatbelts.
They don't even have seatbelts. Yeah.
They just fly around the minute the ship gets like touched.
They're all thrown through a screen somewhere that explodes magically.
Yeah.
So now I want to go back and look when Picard was driving his dune buggy in Insurrection.
The Argo.
The Argo. Did they have seatbelts?
I believe they had a 5-point harness system.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than Data, who was just standing there at the back.
Yeah.
Right.
And for some reason, felt the need to have goggles on.
Well, yeah, because you fly around in space and then you want to go just ride a, drive around. So. I'm looking at pictures of the Argo, but I can't get a good enough shot to tell if they have seatbelts or not.
Yeah.
So. Hot Guy brings up a good point. There's always someone in a van in my podcasts.
Oh, is that a thing for you?
That's a thing for me, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, should we get to the news?
Let's go
for it. Sure. Why not?
Right. Star Trek news.
All right. So our first news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com. And yesterday, a bunch of different Star Trek actors took to the picket line for the writer's strike going on right now. There were several of them out in LA and in New York, respectively. We had writers and actors and just people all associated with Star Trek. Pretty much every series you can think of were on the lines. Some notable ones, we had Anthony Rapp. We had Jerry Ryan, Jess Bush, Nurse Chapel. I know... What's his name? Spock has been out there a few times.
What's his name?
Yeah. Yeah. Spock. The new one. Spock 3.0.
Hipster Spock.
Hipster Spock.
Definitely Hipster Spock.
Yeah. They have been out there. And then apparently after on the picket lines, this was posted on Instagram by Terry Metalis. Him, Jerry Ryan, a few of the writers from Picard, and oh God, I forget his name. Shaw. His real name. What is that guy's real name?
Dipshit from Chicago.
Yeah.
That should have been a trivia question. Yeah.
Yeah. They all were playing Dungeons and Dragons last night. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Shaw was the DM for those people who care about that. So.
I don't even know how Dungeons and Dragons is played.
Oh, man.
I got no clue. Never done it. Not one.
I mean, for a guy talking about Trek on the internet, you'd think you would have played by now.
No.
Hasn't happened. It's cool.
I don't know. Well, as we've established, I am a nerd, but I'm not like that kind of, like, I'm also into sports ball. Okay.
Soon you will evolve and he's a mighty nerd.
So was Chris Pine playing Dungeons and Dragons with them?
That's a huge miss. If he wasn't
contractually, because of part of the marketing of his film, they did do a thing where all the actors played.
Yeah. So, that's hilarious.
That happened.
Does anybody have any sympathy for these writers on strike? I'm just curious.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty messed up.
What is it they want? What is it they're not getting that they want?
So because of streaming, they don't get residual checks, which they would normally get, which then kind of benefits your writing and allows you to make a living at it. So typically they would make decent money because it would re-air on networks. But because of streaming, they get virtually nothing. But these studios keep making record-breaking numbers and record-breaking profits, and they're just not sharing it. It's literally just going all to the top.
Mm-hmm. This is another one of those things where the law has to catch up with technology.
Exactly.
There are shows that for years did not come out on DVD because of old contracts that, you know, we can't put this out on disc because it'll violate this contract. So we have to renegotiate with, you know, this person or whatever. Like you said, residuals, you know,
why does the law have to get involved in this? Isn't it just a contract dispute? Why do we have to have a law?
Well, the contracts need to catch up.
Because the contract is
law, not like a regulation government law. You mean like contract?
No. Well, right. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, to give you an idea, one of the writers for The Bear, right, which is a very popular FX show that gets repeatedly aired on Hulu, that guy talked about how, like, he was at the Emmys and literally had a negative bank account because he only got paid for one episode, doesn't get any residuals, doesn't get anything else, but he's on a hit show, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the examples.
So, I mean, they're just basically not paid enough to write for a single episode when there's only 12 or 13 episodes and that's it. Is that kind of what we're getting at?
That's part of it. So that's also another thing.
It's cheap to live there.
Right. And that's another point, right? Like, these seasons are now like 6-8 episodes, but you're contracted for the year. Whereas you can, but if they call you back and they're like, hey, we need rewrites.
Yeah.
Legally, you got to go back to them and you're not getting paid.
Good contract. Don't take it.
Well, what else are you going to do? Right. You need the credits.
You're a writer. Yeah. 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 I get it.
So
put up Wolf's comment there. Cause it's perfect. As far as the D&D thing with Ethan Peck. That's great. I'd like to roll for initiative now. It's like in the clip for the Strange New World. It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So
I think there was another issue with AI, right? There's something with
so that's another one. What the writers union wants is basically studios cannot use AI to make scripts, right? Needs to be a creative endeavor. And the studios are like, damn, not sure about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, you know, it's
Trek,
funny.
The Trek Crash quiz show was created by ChatGPT. I did it in 35 minutes. I'm not kidding.
God damn it.
Phone fell. It was so shocked.
That's right. The AI in his phone is like, I'm quitting now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I was just going to say, you know, AI, if you think about it, it's just a new type of automation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, this is like people who work in a car factory trying to have it written into their contract that, nope, no machines on the assembly line. These cars are only built by human hands. It's the same issue.
Right.
It's the same issue. It's just a different technology.
It's a productivity tool. It's a 100% productivity tool. I use it almost every day. And I use it for multiple things. And think about this. For those of you who aren't using it, and don't understand what I'm saying when I say use it every day. Morning, Cujo. Go into ChatGPT today, find four different things in your pantry, and then ask it to give you a recipe including those four things, and it'll do it. Or go use Bard on Google. Same thing.
Right.
I mean, there's a million one ways to use it. I use it every day.
I literally know nothing about it. So is it a website? Is it an app? Is it something you pay for? What's
totally free. So you can either go to, you can just Google search for ChatGPT login. You'll get right there. Simple. Or you can go to Bard, bard.google.com. Same thing. Just start typing away. Ask it anything. It's phenomenal. I use it in my sales. I use it in marketing to create cold copy stuff. But I use it as an outline and then go and modify that and change it. So, you know, if you're trying to think of something that you want to write up, but you know, maybe you're stalled for ideas, then you go use it as an idea. Get your mind flowing.
Yeah.
It takes what it spits out. Yeah. And
it's more of a collage.
It's a huge tool. It's a huge tool to use.
Right. But if studios start doing that, right, then they're not going to have to pay writers, and it's another way for them to save money.
But that's ridiculous. You're going to have to pay writers because you're going to create your own Bible that's not on the internet, not somewhere for ChatGPT to scrape, that's not somewhere for Bard to go and scrape. Bard is live. ChatGPT is 3 years worth of data, and it's not live, right? So there's a difference between the two. You can't go and make an entire script perfect, ready to go, ready to hand somebody out of either one of these tools. It's not, that's ridiculous. It doesn't write a, now it can write a book. It's a shitty book, but it can't do that. You have to go and fine tune it. Like when I made the quiz show, I literally made the quiz show using this tool. Okay. And all I did was ask it a few things, got a few answers back, modified those, played with it, and used it to help build it. That's it.
Literally, so, as you were saying that, I just typed into ChatGPT, give me a storyline for an episode of Picard. And there it is. It's writing it right now. Just
sure.
Yeah.
And that's great.
So here's the thing. Okay. So you're a writer. You're in the Writers Guild. What do you get paid more to do? Write a script or do rewrites of somebody else's script?
I think typically it's writing a script.
Writing a script. Okay. Yeah. So if they hand you, instead of saying, hey, we need you to write a script for such and such, instead they hand you ChatGPT script and say, we need some rewrites on this.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, they pay you 100 units instead of 200 units.
Right.
I think that's...
Sure.
That's a whole issue.
And then there's an argument that you don't even get the little residuals that they get now.
And if that's the contract that they want, then that's the contract they want. It's business, right? Things change.
Then who else are they going to go to? So you're saying that as if there's other studios that will pay them well. They're not going to.
It's a market economy.
But that's the thing. It's not. Because other studios will then adapt that same process, and they're not going to find writers, they're not going to find people, because it'll be unlivable.
Sure, they will, Missouri will sign up to do that, and they'll pay me $100 and it'll take me 40 minutes and I'll send it to them and I'll do 30 of them a week instead of writing one.
This is the whole idea of collective bargaining.
Yeah,
right.
They're saying, you know, you're going to treat us like this or you're going to get nothing from any of us.
Exactly.
That's the only reason it works.
Yeah, exactly.
I get how it works. I'm just being the devil's advocate of the whole thing here.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Our next news story comes to us from the weirdest website I've ever heard of, dapsmagic.com. That's literally the name of the website. I don't know. Whatever. But apparently Star Trek Picard has returned to the top 10 in the Nielsen ratings yet again, just this week.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's giving it legs, man. People are loving this show.
It's a great episode. It's a great season.
It's just a fantastic season. Yeah. So yeah, it broke into the top 10. That's the third time since its release that it's broken into the top 10. It was rated number 9, so it's climbing from where it's been.
So you think this is word of mouth? Do you think this is people?
100% this is word of mouth.
Or do you think this is rewatches?
I think it's word of mouth more than rewatches. I'm sure rewatches are there, but it's more. So I know personally, just anecdotally, I've had friends come up to me. Hey, is it good? Yeah, dude, it's fantastic. All right, I'll get Paramount Plus to watch it now that it's all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened a few times to me. So.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to.
I'm getting reamed over the coals in the chat today. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to alter my settings. The sun is coming out, and I see a little bit of lens flare.
Oh, no.
Poking
just go
out.
Go with like, it, JJ.
Right around with here. It.
Should we start playing some Beastie Boys? What's
going on? Not a bug, yeah.
All right. And our last news story, I wanted to bring this up. Just came out this morning. It's from FanSided. Red Shirts Must Die. This is kind of interesting. So they posted basically what I would say is an opinion piece. The headline is Star Trek Discovery was anything but successful during its run.
Tell me something I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. So this guy very early on in the thing talks about how it didn't hit certain metrics and all that, but he doesn't provide any metrics himself. It's just opinion.
I got one metric. Yeah. We're six years. I know it's five seasons, but we're like 6 or 7 years in.
Right. Yeah.
I still can't name the bridge crew.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Only, that's true. Only metric I need.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can either, honestly. That should have been a trivia question because no one would get it.
Nobody would. Just name the bridge crew in Discovery.
Yeah. Name one member of the bridge crew that's not Saru and Burnham.
Yep.
And
yep.
And you win the whole show.
So
people be like, the African girl, the girl with the one weird eye,
the part robot girl, the part
the part robot girl.
Oh, who died, yes.
Yes. So they go on to in the article, he talks about how like they never broke into the top 10 of Nielsen and all that kind of stuff. He's kind of omitting some things, and I wanted to play devil's advocate on this article.
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
People really don't remember that for the first few seasons, Discovery was licensed out to either Amazon or Netflix internationally, and that's how the show paid for itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So it was a success financially because of that. So it's arguable to say, is it successful or not?
Put that up with Cujo said. That's a exactly. Yeah. They had one episode where they literally went around
it's
and
true.
Introduced everybody. And that was like three seasons in.
That was season two.
Okay.
When Pike first came on, very much screams of, we had a focus group and everyone was like, who are these people?
Yeah. I was like, all right, you know what? Before we get started, why doesn't everybody go around the room, say your name, what you do here, and tell us something about yourself that we wouldn't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Literally anything at that point. But yes. Well, what's funny too about Discovery, and this is so true now, like what's weird is throughout the entire Discovery arc, the biggest points of contention were actually season one when we cared. And not the rest of the seasons, because by then it was like, this can't get any worse. Oh, it did. This can't get any worse. Oh, it did. But yet you look back and season one was probably the best season out of all of them.
I mean,
with the exception of when Pike came into season.
Yeah. But I was going to say, story structure wise, season one was the best.
Yeah.
They set things up and then paid them off.
They did.
Yeah.
It was a big mystery, but it was worth it. Unlike the Red Angel. I'm having PTSD flashbacks just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any of these story points.
I really don't. Lorca couldn't see in bright lights, like it hurt his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of little mystery there. They did a good job.
Yeah. They did a good job with that.
I remember us talking about that at least.
So. Yeah. So. Well, that's all the news stories I have. I've already put in the chat that, hey, we're going to be playing their game soon. Our legally sanctioned quiz game.
Quiz game, yes.
Yes, yes.
Quiz game, which you definitely do not have to phrase your answers in the form of a question, because that's not the game that we're playing. Right. We're playing a completely different game.
This game won't put you in peril in any way?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
If there's any synonyms for peril, it won't put you in that either.
No, not at all. Not at all. We have some prizes because I have stuff sent to me that I'm going to give away. So
nice.
If you win, you'll get a prize. So let's play the tag at least.
fun will now commence.
All right, so the first people to join us are T-Bear and Jerome. Hey.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, look at that. No. Chad, you took away the board.
Oh, I'm going to put up. Do we? Okay. Are we going to do these two against each other?
Yeah, let's do these two against each other.
Two man team, and we're going to do the main board, right? The hard one.
So if you guys have an answer, just say me or raise your hand, something, so we can our buzzard.
So we've got. Hold on here. Let me do this so I can see better. Okay, I'm going to put the names in.
Okay.
Jerome.
We're just waiting on Chad typing things in.
And then I'm going to go present, share the screen. One, share.
There it is.
There is our screen.
All right.
You can't see the last one because of the logo, but it's Menagerie. So those are our categories: races, one-offs, ships, series, and Menagerie. Menagerie just means a mix of miscellaneous who knows what. Okay.
And it wouldn't be Trekcast without Chad misspelling something.
What did I misspell? Oh, I'm sure I misspelled
the guy's name. Come on, man.
I'm sure I misspelled all kinds of things. And here I am clicking on the shared screen in Streamcast trying to change it instead of over here on this. I can't see the thing. How do I spell it? J-E-R-O-N-E-Y. Is that right?
E-Y. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. There we go. Oh, nope. No space.
All right.
All right.
All right. Chad, who do you want to go first? You're hosting.
We'll go with Jeremy. Jeremy first.
All right. And guys, you answer up either putting one finger up, or if you want to be cool, you can do that since we don't have buzzers.
Yeah.
All right.
Have buzzers. Which finger?
A single finger of your choice.
Anyone. Yes, cue a mock time fight music. That's right.
I'll do races for 400.
What for 400?
Races for 400.
Races for 400. Which race plays the bad guys in Ensigns of Command?
Wow.
Do we in this non descriptive?
Yeah, just say what you think the answer is.
Is it the Cardassians?
That is incorrect. T-Bear, can you steal it?
Who are the Ferengi?
And both of you got it wrong. Dan, do you want to chime in and try to win, steal some points?
Damn it.
That is so
gravity. Gravity is the bad guy. I'm going to go with the Romulans.
Oh, my God. You guys are so freaking bad. I don't understand.
I'll go. What?
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, come on.
It's a Shiliac.
Yeah. All right. That's what I was going to say. Very clearly.
Very clearly.
Yeah. Duh. I mean. All right. Next one.
Next one. T-Bear.
I'll go with ships for 200.
Mm.
What type of ship is the Bounty? I didn't think these would be that hard.
Well, apparently not.
Me.
Oh, go for it.
The Klingon Bird of Prey.
Boom.
Look at that.
Good job. That's T-Bear.
Nice.
Nice. Good job.
I was going to say paper towels.
I was going to say a spaceship.
Yes, that too.
Ships for 100.
Ships for 100. What was the first ship James T. Kirk was assigned to?
Me.
Yeah.
What was the U.S. Farragut?
USS Farragut.
There you go.
I probably misspelled that. By the way.
This is why we can't have nice things, Chad. The comments section when this gets posted later. That guy just doesn't know how to spell anything.
I'm not a nerd. I don't care.
I'll do ships for 300.
Ships for 300. Ships for 300. Here we go. This class of ship is known to be the longest serving class of ship in Starfleet and can be seen in almost every series of the franchise.
The Excelsior.
Incorrect. T-Bear.
What was the runabout?
Incorrect. Dan.
Constitution class?
Incorrect.
Runabout.
Oh, my God. The Miranda is in single series, guys.
Okay.
Including DS9. And almost every movie, it's somewhere.
Spell check for 500.
Okay, fact checker Doug. Wolf, you are our new fact checker Doug. Okay?
Yes.
Let's see. Who picked that one? Was that T-Bear or Jeremy? Okay, so Jeremy.
I'll do one-offs for 100.
One-offs for 100. Who did the crew find in the episode Relics on TNG? T-Bear.
Who was Scotty?
Montgomery Scott. Very good. Yes. Next one, T-Bear.
I'll do races for 100.
Races for 100. What is the name of the Klingon moon orbiting Quonos? Jeremy.
Praxis.
That's correct. You're finally on the board. Though. Good job. Good job. Next one for you.
I'll do races for 200.
Races for 200. In Deep Space Nine, what species is Morn?
Oh.
Go for it.
Gallimite?
Incorrect. T-Bear.
I have no idea. Mornian?
Dan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Canadian.
Morian or Lurian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lurian.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go back to Jeremy. Go for it.
All right, I'll do Menagerie for 100.
Menagerie for 100. What was Data's cat's name? Jeremy?
Spot.
What is Spot? Go again.
All right. I'll do Menagerie for 300.
Menagerie for 300. What is a drink that Admiral Kirk and Bones share in Star Trek The Wrath of Khan?
The Wraith.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Who had their hands up first? I'm sorry. I was laughing.
T-Bird did.
Go for it.
What is Saurian brandy?
No.
Oh, come on.
Is it a Romulan ale?
Boom.
Dang it.
The Wraith of Khan.
The Wraith of Khan. I'm sorry.
In the Wraith of Khan, it was Saurian brandy. Yes.
But the Wraith of Khan is a porno on Pornhub, T-Bear. What are you doing?
Oh, God.
I got the link from your OnlyFans.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Jeremy, keep going.
All right. Series for 200.
Series for 200. In the series Star Trek Voyager, what is the name of the holographic doctor? T-Bear.
What is Joe?
What the? No.
That was what he called himself.
Yeah, no. He called himself that one episode.
His name is Joe. Yeah.
Come on. Really? We're going to go with that?
I think it was
He never.
Why? What do you have?
No. He never stuck with it.
In the final episode, they said his name was Joe. That it took 20 years for him to settle on Joe.
On Joe.
The guy that created him was Zimmerman.
Yeah. Right. I just had that.
The doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that's what he was for the entire thing. Okay, that's fine. We'll go with Joe. We'll give it to T-Bear.
There you go.
Keep going, T-Bear.
I'll do series for 100.
Series for 100. Which Star Trek series features Captain Catherine Janeway as the main character?
Oh, I know this one.
Jeremy?
Is it Prodigy?
I mean, he's not wrong.
I mean, I guess you're kind of not wrong, but obviously, yeah. No. I'll give it to Jeremy.
Yeah, I would give it to him.
All tied.
All right.
Trick question.
Oh, Lord. This is funnier than I thought it would be. This is a blast, guys. I'm loving it.
Yeah, right. Thanks for this. One-offs for 300, please.
One-offs for 300. Who does Gene Simmons play in The Drumbeat? Gene, J-E-A-N, not G-E-N-E. Gene is a girl. Yeah.
The drumhead, not the drumbeat.
Yeah. What would you say, Jeremy?
Was it Admiral Satie?
Incorrect. All right. T-Bear.
I don't know. Was it Q's wife?
No. Dan?
I can't remember her name.
This is one of your favorite episodes. You should know that.
Yeah, I know.
Good one.
Yeah, I got nothing, man.
The drum demon? Beat. Rear Admiral Norset. I guess you were right.
That's what he said.
There he goes, Admiral Norset.
But yeah. I kept thinking Nora in my head. So you were correct. Oh, damn, you are right. Good.
Yeah.
You are good. I didn't even keep that in my head.
Oh, look at
I just
that.
Had Rear
he's
Admiral
pulling
Nora.
Up the lead now.
Oh, yep, man. Yep. Keep going.
All right. We'll do ships for 400.
Ships for 400. This ship saved the USS Shinzu, and I think I misspelled that.
Yeah,
with
you
an
did.
S instead
There's
of a Z
in there.
At the Battle of the Binary Stars.
Oh, man.
It's a discovery question.
No, but right. This is like season one.
It is.
The good one. Nobody?
That's a little timeout
right?
thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have a... Dude. This isn't that other show that shall not be named legally, but it's...
All right.
What is
no, that's for
cares,
final...
says Nick.
That's for...
Final answer.
That's for final peril. We're not in final peril
that's right.
right now.
That's true. That's
We're just
true.
In regular peril, then there's double peril, then final peril.
I don't know what you mean, because this isn't that game. This is Trek yeah. Cast yeah. quiz show. We don't have those rules. USS Europa.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's a memorable ship.
That's a deep cut.
Chad GPT helped me with that one, yeah.
Chad GPT?
Yeah. T-Bear, can you steal it? Go for another one.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're
steal it. What are you talking about?
Well, it was Jeremy going and going and going and going, but now you can. Now he can get. He has a chance to go first and sure. get a point. Go.
I'll go with series for 400.
Series for 400. How many episodes does TNG have? Jeremy.
177.
Incorrect. T-Bear.
178.
Boom. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
And no, I cannot see the answers on this board until I hit the space bar to know. So I know these.
T-Bear just realized he's a bigger nerd than he thought.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Congratulations. You are the nerd.
Yes, I am a bigger nerd than I thought.
Now, does that factor in two-part episodes? Do those two-parters count as one episode or two episodes?
It includes everything in communication.
Hour block.
Yeah. Keep
okay,
going.
Series for 300.
Who is the captain of the USS Discovery when the series starts? Jeremy.
Oh, shoot. What? I blanked your name. Go for it, T-Bear.
Who is Captain Giorgio?
Yep.
Philippa Giorgio?
Oh, it's can I take it back?
Yeah.
Lorca.
Oh, this
yeah, guy. Lorca.
I thought it was Giorgio, too, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's the Shinzu.
Shinzu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the shit zoo.
Dang it. Glad there's no negative points.
All right.
I should have been doing negative points when you get them wrong, but I haven't.
No, that's a different show.
That's not this show.
That's right.
That's a different game. Completely different game.
Completely legally different game.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Menagerie for 400.
What salute is used in Star Trek that is also a Hebrew blessing? Go for it. That right there. Boom. The Vulcan salute, finger split apart, represents the Hebrew letter shin and the word shabadabadoo. Good job. Okay.
Should I, but okay.
Keep going.
One-offs 400.
Who is the actor who played a young Jean-Luc Picard in the episode Tapestry? This is really freaking hard.
Oh, man.
If you know this, you win the nerd award.
I'd have to guess.
Oh, I do know this.
Do we actually have to have his name?
You have to know the actor's name. Yes, yeah. Dan.
I know his name.
Go for it.
I know his name.
I know it too, actually.
Co-pilot from Memphis Belle.
Can I say it?
Go for it, Dan.
It's Patrick Stewart.
No. Oh.
It's Patrick Stewart.
It's Marcus Nash.
It's also Patrick Stewart.
It's also Marcus Nash.
But it's also Patrick Stewart. Right?
No.
Was he not portraying a younger version of Jean-Luc Picard?
I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay, maybe on a
and the definition of not wrong is right. So I'm right.
There you go.
Marcus, who the hell knows who Marcus Nash is?
I don't know who Marcus Nash is. This was definitely a Chat GPT. I was like, okay, I'll go with it.
Chad GPT. That's what I'm calling it from now on.
Just Skynet for your answers.
I did, yes. I chose evil. I am not part of Google. All right. So, Jeremy, you pick.
All right. Let's do one-offs for 500.
One-offs for 500. Who did William O. Campbell play on TNG?
Ooh.
Ooh.
T-Bear.
Who was O'Connor?
Wow.
That is O'Connor. You are getting close to getting back into it. 1,600 to 1,500.
Wow.
Only a few questions left on the board. Go for it, T-Bear.
I'll do ships for 500.
Ships for 500. This ship was listed as the first large or major ship to die in the Battle of Wolf 359.
Who calls it Wolf 359?
Yeah, and how does a ship die?
It blows up. Whatever.
Chad
GPT. Is it Wolf 359? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wolf 359.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just reading it quickly, okay?
That's like saying, I was there on 911. I saw the planes.
Right.
Nobody says it that way.
You get it. You get it.
All right.
Anyway. First major loss.
I'm giving these guys a chance to think. I'm giving them an opportunity to Google. To Google just off camera.
Yeah, because I honestly don't remember the answer. This is the one I don't remember the answer on.
Oh, I think I know.
I hear it.
I think I know.
I think I know it.
I'm just going to guess if that's right. I'm going to say the Saratoga.
Incorrect. That one I know it's not right. T-Bear, make a guess.
What was the Sovereign?
Incorrect. Dan?
Is it the Odyssey?
Incorrect. Daniel?
Oh, it's the Galactica.
The Melbourne. It's the USS Melbourne.
Come on, Daniel. Everyone knows that Galactica was the only ship to survive the battle of Wolf 359.
Right, yes. Right.
Of Wolf 359, yes. You're right.
Wolf 3. Yep. 359. Wolf 359.
359. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, isn't this episode 359?
Yeah, it is actually.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's as if I knew that. I had no clue. I didn't. Jeremy, pick.
All right. Let's do races for 500.
Races for 500. This race is best known for stealing and using others' technology. T-Bear?
Who are the Packlids?
Boom.
I am smart.
Keep going.
I'll do...
T-Bear on the lead now. 2,000 to 1,600.
Which one?
Menagerie for 200.
Menagerie for 200. What actor plays Spock on Strange New Worlds? T-Bear?
Who is Ethan Peck?
Who is Ethan Peck?
That was for Daniel.
Spock 3.0.
Yeah.
I'll do one-offs for 200.
Lilith shows up on TNG. Who did she play?
Who?
Lilith from Frasier and Cheers.
Oh.
Shows up on TNG. Who did she play? This is a great episode, by the way, that she's in.
Yeah.
I have it in my head.
I know the episode. I don't know her name.
She falls in love with Riker.
That's right. Yeah.
He hits it like you know he does.
Hit it and quit it.
What's her name? I can't name her. Oh, darn it.
10 more seconds. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
Who was Corey?
Jeremy.
No, I didn't say it. No.
Okay, what'd you say, T-Bear?
I don't know who is Torin. Tolin.
Incorrect,
like that.
Dan.
Yeah, I don't know her name. I know the episode.
That's also incorrect, Daniel.
Oh, she played Katie.
Bebe Neuwirth, Lilith, played Lanel in the TNG episode First Contact.
Lanel.
Lanel.
Lanel. Now that you say it.
She played Linoleum.
Okay.
Was she wearing flannel?
So who picked that last one? Was it T-Bear? So it's Jeremy.
Me.
All right. Jeremy, go for it. Series for 500.
Series for 500. Dun, dun, dun. We're down to three.
Oh,
you gotta win this to even get back into contention. This series features the first episode showing the holodeck. Jeremy?
Encounter of Farpoint.
Incorrect. It's the series that features the first episode showing the holodeck, and TNG is not it. T-Bear?
It's the TOS, the animated series.
Boom. Very good.
Yes. Good job.
Nice.
You are running away with it at this point. I'm not sure you can catch up.
I know. I might be out of it just for fun.
Yep. That was it. 300? That was the breaking point. Oh. Which one, T-Bear?
Races for 300.
Races for 300. What is the name of the Vulcan ritual in which emotions are purged and controlled? Jeremy.
What is Punfar?
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Kolinar. I knew it wasn't Punfar. It's Kolinar. Right. I didn't mean to hit the thing. It's incorrect. You got it. You missed it. Shit.
Well, I like that you got upset when you hit the emotions and...
Yeah, I did.
Ritual.
You could argue Punfar does the same thing too, right?
I mean, kind of. It is a release.
Certain emotions, yes.
There's a release involved, yes.
Yeah. What happened?
The main vault
just purged.
Yeah. I just purged. Jeremy will give you a shot at the last one.
I'm naturally for 500.
That's what you're going to go with? Really?
It's for second place.
All right. William Shatner once told Trekkies to get a life on what show? Go for it.
What is Saturday Night Live?
Boom. Very good. Way to end it off.
Nice.
Yeah, this is fun. Thank
this
you.
Is a blast. Yeah, this is fun. Great. We definitely have to do this again.
Absolutely.
And we have to do it where I come up with these questions, or one of us comes up with these questions instead of using some of the other ones. Because the last time we did this was, what, like 2 years ago? And we used somebody else's board, and the questions were just horrible.
Yeah. So. We're going to use somebody else's board next.
Okay,
we got Chaz was waiting.
Awesome.
Hey, T-Bear, since you won, message me your address and I'll give you a prize.
I set that up, didn't I? All right, I'm going to stop sharing while I go find another board.
All right.
Hey, thanks, guys. For playing.
Long
have you on again.
So
that was fun.
Yes. So we have Chaz was waiting to play. Nobody else showed up, so I'm thinking Dan plays against him.
Turd Ferguson. Nice.
Yes. So Dan, you gonna play against Chazbiz?
Yeah, if nobody else
wants
to play, I'll do it.
Well, we can't have the winner from the last one try to play against the winner. That's fine. Oh, yeah, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah.
I see what you're
saying. Yeah. I'll play the winner. So
yeah, they whatever left. You want to do. I'm fine either way.
Yeah.
I like that he's wearing a coat. That's great.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm all dressed up. Yeah.
I don't know who this board is. Huh.
All I need is Sean Connery here.
I'll take the rapists for 500. Ooh, all do right. Do I get to make fun of Chad's mother? That's that's a running.
I just make fun of Chad's mother the whole time. Draw a donkey.
All right. So
all right, Dan
categories.
Versus Turd. Here we go.
Dan versus Turd.
I don't know Story what the answers life. To any of these are, so I really have this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
So Dan, you go first.
I will take Next Generation for 500.
Star Trek: The Next Generation for 500. Unlike any other ship in the fleet, Galaxy class ships can perform this. Dan.
Saucer separation.
Yep.
Nice.
Very good. Go again.
I'll take Next Generation for 400.
The USS Enterprise in the Next Generation is this class of ship. The USS Enterprise in the original series was a Constitution class. Yeah.
That is a Galaxy class starship.
Oh, snap.
Is it Dan for 300 on TNG? Yeah,
300. Do it.
This French captain commanded the USS Enterprise in the Next Generation. Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard.
You got to get up on it, Turd Ferguson.
Got to be faster than that, Turd.
I tried raising my left hand, and guess what? It's out of frame.
Exactly. That is a problem.
That doesn't work.
I have a feeling these questions are going to be way too easy. Let me guess, Dan.
200.
Based 80 years after the original series, Star Trek The Next Generation is based in what century? Go.
24th century.
Very good.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's finish it off.
Yeah, unlike the 1701 Enterprise, this Enterprise is Star Trek, whatever. Go for it. You raised your hand. Do you know?
The D.
Jesus. Nice. Turd Ferguson doesn't stand a chance. Keep going, Dan.
I know. I'm getting wiped.
give me some Deep Space Nine for 500, please.
Oh, I'm going to get wiped with this one.
After the third year of the Federation's invited presence at Deep Space Nine, this small ship was assigned there. Dan?
The Defiant.
I hope. I'm pretty sure that's right. It can't be anything else. Yeah. Keep going.
400.
Deep Space Nine was originally called this by the Cardassians. Dan?
Tarok Nor.
Damn.
See, this is
that's an error.
My hand like up here.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's Tarok Nor.
Yeah. What is the Gamma Quadrant? You freaking noobs. Anyway.
300.
The Cardassians had occupied the species. The whatever. Yeah. Go, Dan.
The Bajorans. We used this board the last time.
No,
I remember these mistakes. We used this board the last time.
I just did a search and found one and grabbed it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. 200.
200. Yeah.
The Bajoran wormhole let. I bet the answer is Bajorans.
No, Turd Ferguson raised his hand first.
Turd answered. Go ahead.
No, wait, Turd, hold on. What? Can you guess the wrong answer that they're going to put in?
Oh, right.
The Delta.
No, I was right. They got it right this time.
You got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
Come on.
All right.
Turd's on the board.
Finally.
I think I have my suspicion he just raised his hand and read the question after.
Yes. 100% like you? That's what happened.
Like you?
All right. Go ahead. He's got control of the board.
So quick, and it's like...
I know. What are you picking, Turd?
Oh, I'm picking. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're picking now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
the Trek Fest symbol's on the very far right. What does that say?
Oh, let me
what does it say? For you.
All right. Voyager. Let's do Voyager for 500.
Voyager for 500. Here we go. Voyager, how many crew members finally return home after their help of the feature that involuntary the Borg after this many years in Delta Quadrant?
What? You have to read the questions. Because people listen to this and don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's true. This is an audio podcast.
Yes.
But he's raised his hand before I even finish. That's why I'm doing this.
Right, but other people listen to this later.
Voyager and her remaining crew members finally returned home with help from the future and involuntarily the Borg after this many years in the Delta Quadrant. Dan.
Seven seasons. 7 years.
Is that technically correct?
Is yeah. It 70 years or is it seven?
Seven.
That's how long it was supposed to be, 70 years.
7 years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because when they came back, they were old, right?
Right.
Yeah. So.
And then they had to go back in time.
Yeah, then they went
then
back
they
in
changed
time.
The timeline.
And then, yeah, so the, then they...
The so prime timeline, they were there 7 years.
So it should be seven. That's what this answer should be. We all agree on that?
Yeah,
who
it
knows
should be seven.
I'm not winning this one.
So.
There you go.
There we go.
Turd's like, dude, I'm just here to be cool on my jacket.
You could win this. You could pull this. I don't know what your Enterprise game is or your TOS game.
That's true. Ooh. You got a whole list there.
TOS.
All right.
Let's go Voyager. Let's go Voyager for 400.
Okay.
In an encounter with this malevolent species, Voyager picked up a new crew member whose designation was 7 of 9. I don't know how Turd didn't raise his hand faster than you, Dan.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go for it.
Who is Who is the Borg?
The Borg.
Who are the Borg? Yeah.
Who are the Borg? Whatever.
Who be the Borg?
Who be the Borg?
300. Voyager for 300.
La Borge. The Borgay. The USS Voyager was this class of ship, which is also a synonym for courageous.
Oh, Turd Ferguson's got his hand up.
Turd, go for it. I know this. For sure. Like 100% I know it, so I don't
Me care
what this thing says.
Explorer?
Incorrect. Ooh, Dan?
Close. Oh, Dan's glitching out.
I think Dan's glitching out.
Or is he Googling?
No, he's glitching out. I can tell.
Okay,
he's like
it's the Intrepid.
It's the Intrepid class. Intrepid. Yeah, neither one of you got it.
Yeah.
So Turd, we'll go to you next.
I'll take over for Dan while he's glitching out.
Yeah, Turd, you go
I'm
next.
Also Dan. So there
Let's go to Star Trek for 500.
Star Trek for 500. The Star Trek pilot didn't star the renowned Captain Kirk. It instead starred this captain as the commander of the Enterprise 20 years earlier.
Oh, my God. I know this guy's name. Ah, Daniel, you go.
Okay, I got my hand up.
Yeah.
Number one.
It's the guy from. It's the guy from whatchamacallit.
From Ferris what?
Bueller's Day Off. Right.
No.
No.
This is the plot. This is the pilot episode for Star Trek Pike. Original series.
Oh, Pike. It's Pike. Yeah.
It's Pike.
God. Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't get that right, Dan.
I was thinking of next gen. I was thinking.
I'm trying to throw him a bone.
Yeah.
I thought he would have got that.
Yeah, no, hey, no.
My Star Trek knowledge is off right now.
All right. You go, Turd, since I missed it.
Okay. Let's take all the 500s off the board for funsies.
Okay.
Okay. Star Trek Enterprise 500.
The Enterprise was the first Warp 5 capable vessel created by Starfleet. The second Warp 5 capable ship Starfleet commissioned was named after this NASA space shuttle in the 20th century. Hint, it was the first to go into space, but not the first produced.
Dan's got it.
Not got Alex Trebek. Dan?
Enterprise.
No, it's not.
The second Warp 5 capable ship. Is the name we're looking for.
In XO1?
No,
That was the Enterprise.
Daniel.
The Enterprise.
It's the Columbia.
The Columbia.
But the Columbia did go into space. The Enterprise did not.
The Enterprise most certainly did go into space, but okay.
The Enterprise shuttlecraft did not go into
space. No, they're talking about in Star Trek, the second Warp 5 vessel, which was the Columbia.
Mm. Yeah, but it says it was named after this NASA space shuttle in the 20th century. It was the first to go into space.
Oh, yeah. The hint is wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's screwy. Right. Yeah. That is kind of screwy how they worded that.
Yeah.
This is why we need to make our own boards. Some of these boards are really bad.
Indeed.
That's okay.
I'm on my phone now because my iPad is.
You forgot to charge it?
No. I think when I'm on it, I think when I'm on it for too long, it heats up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I think that's why I seem to crap out at like the 40-minute mark.
That's because your internal life support systems in your shuttlecraft
put an ice pack behind it.
Yeah.
It probably would help it.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Which one's next?
We'll go with Turd. Go for it.
Okay. Let's do Enterprise for 400.
Before the founding of the United Federation of Planets, Starfleet used these two letters to come before a ship's registry number instead of USS. Dan? Not Alex Trebek?
Yeah, the question is wrong. What they're asking for is NX, but it's instead of NCC. And they still use NX in Starfleet when it's an experimental ship. So, but it's NX, I think.
Mm. Turd, I don't know what they're going to answer here.
He got it. He got it.
Yeah,
I think
exactly. But I'm just saying, if they said NCC here, then maybe there's, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he's
keep right. going, not Alex Trebek.
I'll take Enterprise for 300.
In Star Trek Enterprise, Scott Bakula starred as this captain of the first Warp 5 capable vessel. And Turd is really pissed now because he didn't get his hand up fast enough. Go for it, not Alex Trebek. The answer is not your mother.
It's your mother. It's Jonathan Archer.
Captain Jonathan Archer. Dan is just
There you go.
Had to get a dog, yeah.
He went and rescued a dog. That's points.
Hey, whoa. That's my thing. Get your own. Get your own stick.
Not Alex Trebek. Your next question.
Let's take Enterprise for 200.
Enterprise for 200. The Zindi Arch in Enterprise's third season was based after this terrorist attack against the United States of America, and it's like, oh, my Lord. Trebek.
The Battle of 9-1-1.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a painful kind of question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep going. Trebek, you have the floor.
Let's close out Enterprise for 100.
Okay. Let's whiten
Star Trek Enterprise is based in this century in the year 2151.
I mean,
Trebek?
It would be the 22nd century. I'll take Deep Space Nine for. Did somebody drop a guitar?
I dropped my mic. I'll be right back.
Everybody's dropping everything at this point.
Everything's just wrecking right now.
It is. It's a total train wreck.
Dan's just wiping the floor with me. I don't think there's a comeback, guys.
I don't think there's enough. Turd, you're correct. There are no longer enough points on the board in order for you to win. But we'll keep going anyway, because Trebek has another joke about my mom.
That's true. That's true. I'll take Deep Space Nine for 100. Deep Space. And your mother likes it deep, too.
What is happening here?
I'm just going to wave my hand and say, I don't know, guys.
Actually, what you need to start doing, Turd, what you need to start doing is just being like,
just put it up and leave it up.
I've always been here. Actually, this is what you need to do. What's his name that always showed up in that skit? Not Smokey Robinson.
And then there is
not Matthew McConaughey or Tom Hanks, but what's his name that always showed up is the guy from
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey, yeah. What's that actor's name?
That's who Turd Ferguson is. It's Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, Burt. Yeah, Burt Reynolds. Yeah,
that's who Turd Ferguson is. So I got the jacket on. I was going to do a mustache today, but I'd have to shave this part off.
There you go, Burt. You just played Burt.
My points are perfect for Turd Ferguson.
It is. So. It is.
Got to keep it back. Not in the negative, but kind of in the positive.
Where was I supposed to go next? I have no idea. I've totally lost track.
Right there. Click it.
Deep Space Nine is important for the Federation because of its location near this stellar phenomenon. Turd Ferguson.
The wormhole.
The Bajoran wormhole. You've actually got some points. It's amazing. No chance in hell for you to win, but you're still there. Trebek, 4,600. Burt Reynolds, 300. That's and Bert for Ryan. You listening on the audio version of this only, who have no clue where anything was at that point or who's playing against who, it was initially Dan versus Turd Ferguson. Now it's Trebek versus Burt Reynolds. Same two dudes. Okay.
Exactly.
Keep going, Turd.
Why don't you give out the score right now where we're at?
So. Trebek is 4,600. Burt Reynolds is 300. That is Alex Trebek or Dan at 4,600. Turd Ferguson or Burt Reynolds is only 300. Keep going, Turd.
Oh, my God. It's been so long. Let's do Star Trek.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Yeah. Star Trek for 400.
Star Trek for 400. This great visionary was the creator of Star Trek. Dan. Oh.
Your mother.
That is incorrect. You have lost points.
George Lucas.
Turd Ferguson.
Roddenberry of Gene.
All right. Next one.
Okay, Star Trek for 300.
Star Trek for 300. Ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. Oh, it's a daily double points, triple point. I'm going to triple your points if you get this right.
I'm going to raise small... my hand.
Yes.
These small fur balls were shown on Deep Space K-Tag 7. Their purring soothed all but the Klingons. Who had their hands
up? Say K-Tag 7?
I did say K-Tag 7. That's attack. That's attack. Who had their hand up first? Because I was reading and not looking. Turd, go for it.
It's the Tribbles.
What are the Tribbles? You get triple points. One, two, three. You're now at 1,600 versus Trebek's 4,200. You're getting
there you
close.
Go.
Wow.
All points from here on now will be four times their value.
Just to make it possible.
I don't think it's possible anyway.
It's not, but...
I'm gonna subtract the points from Trebek, though, when he loses at four times the number, so it's possible. Go for it, Turd Ferguson.
Let's do Star Trek for 200.
Star Trek for 200. The first Star Trek series is now commonly referred to as this. Alex
Bad.
Trebek.
Garbage.
Incorrect.
I mean, you're not
two,
wrong.
Three. You're now down to 3,600 points. Ferguson.
TOS.
TOS. They didn't even say... One, two, three. There we go. It's now 3,600 Trebek to Burt Reynolds, 2,200. Ferguson, go.
All right. Let's finish out Star Trek for 100.
The ship was under command of James T. Kirk. Alex Trebek. He's frozen. So he lost. One, two, double points. Burt Reynolds, can you respond? He's laughing so hard.
The Enterprise.
There we go.
Enterprise. One, two, three, four. There you go. All right.
Nice.
How long is he going to sit there?
I don't know.
I'll take over.
Turd Ferguson. Star Trek Voyager 200. Voyager's sarcastic doctor can't leave his sick bay without a special device because he is one of these. Ferguson.
The holo emitter.
He's a hologram, not a holo emitter. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Oh, no.
Last question goes to end. He's gone.
Yeah, I got it.
He died.
He'll respawn in a little bit.
He'll respawn. He'll come back as another character. Yeah. I hope he does.
Go for it, Dan. Daniel.
Oh, last yeah, one. Yeah, do it. Let's
Star Trek
this.
Voyager for 100. The USS Voyager was stranded in this quadrant after being pulled there from the Badlands. Ferguson.
Oh, Ferguson.
The Delta Quadrant.
The Delta Quadrant is correct. One, two, three, four. You still lose. 4,200 to Burt Reynolds, 2,200.
I was going to say the Outer Rim.
He paused out for like half.
I know.
I still got my butt wiped. Oh, man.
We should do one of these where it's incorrect answers only that make the host laugh.
Okay.
That's pretty arbitrary, but okay.
It is extremely arbitrary.
The All waiting right,
Turd Ferguson.
The music for The Waiting Game should be the Odd Couple music.
Yes. Or Benny Hill.
Yeah, or Benny Hill, you know?
Hey, Turd Ferguson, message me your address and I'll send you a participation trophy.
Participation
You want me to do it in the private chat here? And...
You're going to get a pog.
On Facebook.
You're going to get
on
a Facebook. Pog.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get a participation trophy. So,
awesome.
There we go. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks man. That was great. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Thanks. You're a good sport.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
All right. We do have some feedback if we want to go to that.
Yeah. We probably should. And
that
all right.
Open hailing frequencies.
Hey.
Frequencies open, sir.
Hey.
Hey, indeed. So I do have a question that came in. So I've got it up and ready to go. Okay. This came to us from John Zeb. Streaming question. He says, I'm a new listener and I've been enjoying your podcast on your latest episode, which was like 2 weeks ago. You mentioned that Paramount Plus is totally fizzling out. I am pissed about this and have been chasing Star Trek through several streaming platforms over the past few years. Have you heard about where anything will go if Paramount pulls the plug on Paramount Plus? So I wanted to bring this one up because we did mention that potentially Paramount Plus could go away. I didn't want to give the impression, and maybe we didn't do a good enough job, it's not going away. There's nothing saying that it's going away right now. It's just that
it's hurting, though.
It's hurting, and yeah. the analysis that I read from a third party said one of the ways they could quickly start making money is to get rid of Paramount Plus. That's not to say that Paramount is actually going to do that. It's just an idea that somebody else had. So, will Star Trek go other places? No, not at least as it stands. No, it's not. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, if Paramount Plus is going to become a non-revenue loss for them, and it's going to become a revenue generator,
uh-huh.
there's absolutely no way that they would take Trek off of it. That's probably the one thing that is making them money on Paramount Plus versus anything else at this point, with the success of Lower Decks, with the success of Strange New Worlds, and especially with the success of Picard Season 3.
Right.
So despite the shit we give Discovery, those other three I just mentioned are fantastic. They mm-hmm. are fantastic. So, and maybe what it winds up meaning if Paramount Plus does say, okay, well, it's not working for us, Paramount Plus isn't working for us, then I'm sure they'll just go and license that stuff on someone else's streaming platform. And we'll still have access to all of Trek. It just might be on a different platform. But I don't... As much as they're hurting and it's tough and it's hard, I don't see them shutting it down anytime soon.
No, I don't see that either. They're pretty set on keeping it. So
yeah, and I want to be clear on something too, so that someone listening to us understands where my conversation about this stuff comes from. It's 100% my opinion, and whatever I read on the internet, which is the exact same thing that you read on the internet, I don't have any inside ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI. So,
yeah,
just speculation in my opinion, based off of what I read. Now, maybe I do read more than some. Maybe I do follow up on things more than some. I probably don't, because I get all my news from Daniel.
That's right. That's right. And I just ask the local woodland creatures for news, and they give it.
What was that website you used today that no one in their right mind has ever heard of? How did you?
Dat Magic, baby.
How did you even find that?
I Googled Star Trek before the show, and they came up.
I asked ChatGPT.
That's right. GPT
gives me all my info.
That's right. That's right.
That's hilarious.
So we did have one of our listeners, Duval, go to the Long Island Trek convention this weekend.
Oh, yes.
So he made us a video. There's not a lot of audio on this, so I figured we could kind of just talk over it. So let me awesome. play the video. So here we go. So this is the Long Island Trek Convention. There he is. He's going to introduce himself. There we go. So pretty noisy. A lot of people there. But... He told me that he did have a good time there. He got to meet some actors and get a new shirt. He's still there today. But, yeah, it looks pretty fun.
Yeah. You dig the music?
He do. A lot of plates. We love our plates, apparently. It's perfect, man.
Women at work.
Yep. I think we met them in Chicago. Oh yeah, there's Sulu. Or Screw. They got some Screw.
Doug Jones. Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very well done. Nice. Thank you very much from our correspondent in the field, Duval.
He's thank you so much. New York metropolitan area correspondent mm-hmm. for Trek Cast.
Yep. You'll have to go and give him his residual check. You're close by.
Yeah. No, we don't have a contract yet. So.
No, okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I'm not for contracts, right? We get this shit for free, man. I'm the capitalist over here.
That's right. That's right.
He crossed the picket line to give us that report. So.
Yes, he did. Ah, yes, he did. See, he's not the only one who's saying
he's going to go out. He's going to go out to the parking lot. He's going to have 4 flat tires.
Yeah, he's in trouble now.
Scab. But thank you, Duval. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for doing that. I did ask a pretty interesting question in our meme, which is, now that swearing is allowed in Star Trek, which legacy character would have the biggest potty mouth? Before I give you the internet's consensus, what do you guys think?
Which legacy the biggest,
would have the biggest potty mouth now that swearing is allowed in Star Trek?
Well,
I mean, Worf, but you wouldn't know he was swearing because it'd be in
That's
Klingon.
True.
I think, you know what? No. O'Brien.
Okay.
Yeah.
O'Brien, because he's a sleeves rolled up, blue collar working man.
Even more so than Scotty. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. T-Bear is correct. Hands down, the internet went with McCoy.
Oh.
I don't know. He's a doctor and his Southern gentleman.
Okay.
I think in PG-13 Trek, O'Brien beats his wife. That's what I think. He comes home. He has a few too many. She mouths off.
He hits Keiko? No way.
Keiko would
beat the shit out of him. Keiko would have the biggest potty mouth.
Nah, he hits the kids too. I'm telling you.
My answer was Kira. I could see her just going off, especially around Dukat.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So.
Oh, yeah. No, it would be not Dukat, but what's his name? O'Brien would be F-bombing the Cardies. You bet he would.
Yeah, he would.
But no, what's his name? His second in command. Not Dukat, but the other guy.
Dumar?
Yeah, Dumar. Dumar would definitely be.
Oh, he did like to drink. Yeah,
exactly. He would be the one beating all the women. But unfortunately, the Cardies would like that. So that's their nature.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So. I could see Odo, but I don't think he'd have the biggest potty mouth.
No.
But I could see him dropping some every now and
Quark.
Then.
I think it's O'Brien, but just for the record, I was kidding. I don't think he beats Keiko, even though she has it coming. She definitely
Oh my god.
She probably does, but unfortunately in an R-rated version,
how do
she
they
would
have
be
it?
Beating the shit out of
no.
him. So no one has it coming. I know we're kidding.
Yeah.
Kai Winn. Anytime Kai Winn is talking to Dukat,
that might
Winn.
Be the right answer.
In the
Kai
background,
Winn.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
I could see her with her public face. She's all prim and proper. And then, you know, as soon as she's behind the curtain, she turns to her aide and says, get that effing man away from me. I don't see him again. Handle this. This shit is beneath me. Yeah,
I could see that.
Ensign Ro wouldn't even make it in an R-rated version of Trek. She wouldn't be an ensign. She would be doing something else, probably running a ladies, hostile.
I don't know what he's talking about at this point.
I don't know.
She would be Madame Ro. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh my god.
The Chad GPT is malfunctioning. Move on.
Indeed. Well, that's all the feedback I have. I don't know if you guys have any other.
It definitely wouldn't be JL. That's right. Come on, JL.
Oh, you know who it would be?
Who?
It would be season one Nog. That's who it would be.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was literally a street punk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's true. Yeah. Hot guy says Scotty, and Scotty was a very popular answer.
Yeah,
he was
for sure.
Just below McCoy. So I could see that as well. Yeah. All right.
Awesome. What a fun show.
It was great.
Blast. That's an absolute blast. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I did. I had a good time putting those questions.
Game show was fun.
Yep. So. Game shows are fun.
We have to do that again.
We will.
We'll let it air out. We'll let it percolate. Give it some time. People forget how good it was. Then we'll make the rewatch at some point, and then the very next week do the real quiz show.
Okay.
Dan Young just like, no, we won't.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, congrats on that. Nobody needs to spell check my shit.
Great idea. I'll type the questions. I'll email them to you. You can just cut and paste them onto the board.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll do it. I don't know when we'll do it. Because, hey, we've only got a couple of weeks away for Strange New Worlds. I'm very excited about that. Coming up in June. That's 2.5 weeks from now.
I started rewatching Strange New Worlds yesterday, which is something I've never done with Discovery. Never, ever, ever, ever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. I want to do that before it comes out. I'm on the road finally again, starting again on Monday. I'm back on the road. I haven't been on the road a whole lot at all in the last month. So
Strange New Worlds comes back June 15th. So we're roughly like three-ish weeks away.
Roughly.
So, yeah. It's coming around.
Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think we're skipping that weekend, right? I can't be here, but for next weekend.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks then.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Strange New Worlds comes out the same weekend as The Flash.
Does anybody care?
I do. I want to go see The Flash.
That movie looks like a train wreck.
No,
that movie looks
pretty good. It looks great, man.
I got no love for Ezra Miller.
Yeah, same.
At this point,
yeah,
I'm like, it's Michael Keaton returning as Batman.
I know.
How do you not get excited about that?
That I'm excited about.
And it looks like they've crafted a very interesting story.
Allegedly, Tom Cruise loved it.
What?
The rumor is Tom Cruise has seen the Flash film and loved it.
You know, here's the thing, and I think they're doing this on purpose because there's such a backlash about Ezra Miller.
Uh-huh.
They're sending screeners to famous people in the hopes that those famous people will put out statements. Yeah. Stephen King put out a statement yesterday that he saw the movie and he loved it.
Hmm.
So, if anything. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting how they're marketing this.
Yes.
To try and get around the issues.
Indeed.
With him.
So, indeed.
There's rumors about a slew of cameos.
Yeah. They played it at CinemaCon like last month, which is the big convention for movie theaters.
Yeah.
And apparently the reactions was very high. Yes. They did not play the end credit scene. Apparently that is still, you know, something they're holding back. There are rumors as to what it is, but I'm not going to say that.
Does the end credit scene matter in a movie like this when they aren't really tied together the way that like the Marvel ones are? Or are these going to become tied together?
They are tied together.
You know,
yeah, none of it makes sense on the DC side. It's so confusing.
Well, they haven't laid it out yet.
Chad, do you know anything about the storyline called Flashpoint? From the DC Comics?
Not really, no.
Okay. So the short version is Barry Allen's mother was murdered when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
He decides, I'm going to go back in time, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Ruins the timeline, and at the end creates a new DC universe, and all the stories going forward are set.
So like Spider-Man.
So except they did it first.
The multiverse, I meant, Daniel.
Oh, I'm confusing you.
Still, yeah. They did it first. DC did it first.
Gotcha.
So they're using this movie as a way to connect to all the other ones and at the end not have to connect to any of them or only connect to the ones that they want to.
Because they need a hard reset.
Yeah.
Because they're so convoluted and silly and weird.
Yes. Yeah. But the way they're doing it, they can look at stuff and say, we want to keep this. We're ignoring this. We want to keep this. We're ignoring this.
That makes sense.
And they're working it into the storyline. So
it's a setup.
I mean, but I mean, at the end of the movie, they could literally dump Ezra Miller, and this is the only one he's in. And in the next movie, he's played by somebody else, and it makes sense.
If they bring in Grant,
I don't think they're going to bring in Grant.
I'd be happy about that. Nah, I like that kid, though. I do.
They're not going to bring him in.
That's too bad because I like that kid.
Yeah. That kid, that 35-year-old man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's better than Ezra Miller. Come on, seriously?
Yeah, but we've seen like three people play The Flash. It's time for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Is that television show done? Is he off that?
Yeah,
show?
It ends like next week.
Oh, does it? I had no clue.
It ends right before the movie comes out, which is kind of weird.
which is funny because the movie was announced like the second week that the show started, and the show ran for 9 years.
Yeah, so for 9 years, people have been arguing about, you know, they should have him play it. No, they should have somebody else play it.
Right.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll argue about it till the end.
So in other words, it's an extremely expensive movie that won't make any of its money back.
We'll see.
Going for 9 years, someone on and off getting paid here and there over and over again, trying to write this, that. I mean, gee me, Christmas.
Plus all the reshoots they've done. They did reshoots with The Rock.
Yeah, I remember hearing about the reshoots, yeah.
Yeah, they've done reshoots because of COVID. They did reshoots because of now James Gunn, so.
When did this turn into Marvel cast? I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Superhero cast? Yeah.
Not I like Marvel that we're cast,
talking about DC cast, and sorry. Like Marvel cast.
What? See, I don't care for DC anymore. That's why I said Marvel cast. Anyway.
Sigh.
I always was as a kid, too. I was more Marvel than DC. Okay. So. I always liked Iron Man. I wanted to be Iron Man. I wanted to be Tony Stark. And when I grew up, I became Tony Stark. I just did it without being that smart, that rich, or anything else that Tony Stark had. But, you know.
So not Tony Stark at all.
Not Tony Stark, no.
Did you want the drinking problem as well? Or?
Yeah.
I have that, but it's just LaCroix, unfortunately. So.
All right, guys. Well, it's been
all right.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. We should wind it up.
Yep. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll
see you guys here in 2 weeks. Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is Captain Benjamin Sisko of Deep Space Nine and Space God to the Bajorans. I have a mission for you. This falls outside of Starfleet guidelines, so I can't order you, but I'm asking for volunteers. Volunteers who will subscribe to the TrekCast YouTube channel, leave 5-star reviews on your podcast app of choice, and share TrekCast across your social media accounts. If we can make our audience bigger, we might have a chance against the Dominion. Are you ready? Subscribe, like, and share. Are you with me?